In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We are Dukes and Bell. We are live at Zuka in Smyrna, guys, at Smyrna Market Village. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it's good to have you guys hanging out with us. And we've had a great day here. Lots of listeners. Mike, I tell you, man, we need to be here more often. We got to be here more often.
I think Zuka management needs to make that commitment to have Dukes and Bell out here once a month. And, I've already looked at on the way home. Enough about me, Carl.
Yeah.
Pizza, pasta. Who takes muscles to go? I will.
Yeah, it's great.
This menu is unbelievable. I love this restaurant. It's one of my favorite spots, and the price is right, and the service is great. You guys know. And by the way, real quick, as we get to the Falcon Report, talking to a bunch of Falcon fans here during the commercial break.
Yeah, man.
The vibe is real. You know what these guys were just saying?
What's that?
I love this team. I bleed for this team.
Sure.
And they're the same conversation that so many fans have had with us the last few weeks, even in Berlin. I don't know if I can continue. Arthur Blank has got to pick up on that.
He does.
I hope the antenna is up on that.
Well, look, at the end of the day, I think one of our listeners stopped in the other day and they said to me, or earlier today, should I say, and they said, what's your thoughts? And it's funny because it's like I'm lying to you on the air. I'm not. I'm telling you exactly what is going on. But he said, what are your real thoughts on Raheem surviving? And I said, look, it's 50-50. First of all, these seven games matter. It may not to you guys, but if you are trying, Mike, to not turn this over,
right.
If you're trying to not have to go out and clean the slate, he's got to give you a reason to do that. So the seven games remaining matter. But I also said to our listener, who was, again, acting as if I was not telling you guys the real, what do you really think? I think, guys, that this is going to come down to whether or not Arthur Blank feels like he can sell bringing this back next season. And if he does, he will. If he doesn't, there's going to be change. It's just that simple. But let's not act like the seven games on the schedule don't matter. And I think, Mike, again, as owners, and some of you own your own businesses, some of you have been owners, you've been a part of some kind of ownership, you guys know, just like with the NFL, when you do this, Falcon fans, there's no guarantee that we're going to be in the playoffs next year. We could. But right. There might be another two-year gap. And then you're talking about a decade, potentially, once a new coach gets in and new coaches.
Oh.
So the reality is, as much as you guys don't want to hear this, you don't want to do that if you don't have to. But damn it, you got to give me a reason not to.
I mean, look, you and I love history. We love documentaries, right?
Yes.
You and I love stuff.
Yes.
They were rerunning the Vietnam War documentary from Ken Burns. And by the way, the American Revolution
it's
just
unbelievable.
Started.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic. I love stuff. I loved when I watched these things. I did not know that. I learned some stuff already in the first two episodes. Anyway. All right. McNamara, Secretary of Defense.
Yeah.
He was the constant. He knew things were blanked up. Just tell LBJ the truth. It ain't working. We can't win this.
Get out.
We got to get out of here.
Get out.
And someone needs to tell Arthur Blank. This is the worst sports analogy ever. McNamara is Arthur Blank's. McKay is McNamara. And Arthur's now LBJ. I know it's a horrible analogy. You got to cut the cord on Rich. Because, look, we know Rich. He's a good person. He's a sharp guy. He's an attorney. He's brilliant. could have been NFL commissioner, but he's the constant. Where else do you turn when you say, how are these decisions made? Who does Arthur lean into if there's a, he can't get a consensus? All I know is, Carl, when you don't have a playoff team in 8 years, your team is, you've lost that right to be considered an NFL expert because you obviously don't know what you're doing.
No, I mentioned today on Behind the Curtain. Go check it out. It's on all, across all social media platforms, that the benefit of the doubt is gone for Mr. Blank. When you talk about, we believe that you can fix this because you're a brilliant businessman, and he is. But the benefit of the doubt is gone. Bring in real football people. Bring in people that you feel like can truly turn this thing around, if that's the route we're going to go. But that's where I'm at.
With no strings attached.
No strings.
You have
no
one looking over your shoulder. You have total autonomy, and do your thing.
Mike, you can't operate that way. Nobody can operate that way when you have somebody over
your
shoulder.
Look, there's a risk. Let's just say, for argument's sake, you bring in a first-time general manager. And again, guys, as Carl said, there's 7 weeks of football.
Yes.
It seems like from here to eternity, I don't know. But I'm with you. You need to bring someone in who can evaluate this with a fresh set of eyes and says, this works, this doesn't work, and let him hire the coach. And then that way, I'm going to build a team suited to you.
Yeah.
I don't think they did this with Zach and some of the coordinators. We already fired one in the case of Jimmy Lake.
Well, look, what they did, Mike, and we're going to hear from Kirk Cousins coming up, saying a few things yesterday in regards to getting ready for this start on Sunday. And I would argue to you guys, and some of you may not even care, this is the biggest start for Kirk Cousins in his career. He's made a lot of money, but Kirk Cousins still sees himself as a starter in the NFL. He still sees himself as a difference maker. Go prove it. If you want to remain a guy that's a starter in this league, whether it's here or somewhere else, Mike, here's your 7-game audition, especially after the way things went last year. And a lot of people said, he's great when he's healthy. He wasn't healthy last year. Okay, here's your chance to show us. But let me say this about what they did with Ra. They trusted Ra's coaching experience and his friendships in the business to bring in people he trusted. But, Mike, they're going to do that with the next guy because there's no coach that's going to allow a GM to bring in his assistants. There's no GM that's going to be hired that goes, you're the head coach, but I'm going to be in on the offensive coordinator job.
No.
You're the head coach, but I'm going to be in on the defensive coordinator job.
You can't neuter a guy like that.
You can't. So they trusted Raheem to do that. I said this last year to you guys. The thing that Raheem did, and I actually loved it, was he didn't stay the course with Jimmy Lake, guys. He knew that's not working. I got to move on. He did. The defense is getting sacks. It's better. It's not great, but it's better. He has shown the ability, Mike, to move on, but they're going to do that if they hire a new guy too. No one's going to be in charge of that except the guys that are the head coach.
Right. Look, Zach Robinson, maybe he'll have some success because we'll be under center with Kirk Cousins. The play action comes back into play, which should have always been there. I don't care. I'll die on that hill twice. I hate the pistol with Michael Penix Jr. You have to say to Michael Penix, I understand you played in the shotgun at Washington, at Indiana. You've got to be under center in the National Football
League. But, Mike, you got to do that in the offseason. You can't do
right.
that in midseason.
And I know people will say, well, it worked with the Rams. Well, guess what? Everybody who's come off the Sean McVay tree has worked until we get to this. I joked around. I was trying to be a wise ass. I was. Zach Robinson may be the stump or the thinnest twig off the Sean McVay coaching tree. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
You got to play to Penix's strengths. But in the case of Kirk Cousins, you got 7 weeks. Guys, that's an eternity. That's
it
2 months.
It is.
And I know for Falcon fans, you're saying, gee, we got to win 4 games in a row just to get to 500. You'd literally have to win out to make the wild card. The division's gone. Look, I know that Kirk will probably be more comfortable in this offense. I hope that Zach, who thought he was signing on to coach a veteran for a couple of years, then got trust with a rookie. But that gets back to, who's your brain power? Who are you bringing in as assistant coaches to help in? We talked to Raheem about this. Regardless of whatever. Guys, I don't know what happened with Ike Hilliard. I don't know. He got hired by Raheem Morris, only to be fired a year later. You liked him enough to hire him. You've never helped Michael Penix Jr., and now by the time Michael finally gets healthy and back on the field, you may have a new regime that doesn't even believe in him. I don't even know what Michael Penix is, and that's not a hate. That's just facting, Carl. We don't know what the guy is.
Let's hear from Kirk Cousins talking about trying to flush out or at least figure out what happened last year and move on from. Here's what he said yesterday to the media.
Would love to, but nothing is deserved or given in this league. You have to go take it. You have to go earn it. And that'll be our opportunity on Sunday.
So as far as him being the backup, he said one of the things he's learned, and he's been in this position before. We forget way back in the day with the Redskins, right, when he was there and RG3. He was the backup. They drafted RG3 to be the franchise. That was a backup plan, and it turned into be something that played out for him.
Fourth-round pick out of Michigan State, right.
But being patient, Mike, and he says, now I've had to sit and watch. Being patient is helping Kirk Cousins. At least that's what he says.
I do think, you know, watching from the sidelines during games gives you a different perspective than what you'd have under center on the field. And I think, you know, you can learn from both, but you can certainly learn from the perspective of watching. And, I think if anything, you can see how there's a patience you have to have playing the position or playing through a game, that it's not all going to happen right away. And you got to be patient throughout the game and let the plays come, and don't try to make something happen that isn't there, and believe that if you do that, there's enough players, it's a good enough scheme where, you know, the plays are going to be there and we'll be there at the end.
He's not lying, but can we execute? Can we catch balls?
I mean, I know we're all in our bag about how that game went down. We made Bryce Young look like Joe Montana again. He plays against us. If he played against the Falcons, he'd be the MVP. But I will say this. Cousins hit Pitts in the hands drop. He hit Drake. Now, we give Drake a bit of a pass because Drake's a friggin' warrior, and he was not 100%, but it was still knee. It wasn't hands.
Yep.
He did make some plays that could have won us the game. He moved the stick. He should have moved the sticks. Maybe we get the touchdown. The Panthers are out of timeouts. But, I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe it's just my stupid, idiotic Falcons glass half full that I still think Cousins could do something here.
No, I do too. I mean, look, I'm sitting here. We've been talking about this for the last few days. We were at Flower yesterday inside the Ticketmaster studios, and Mike and I are talking privately, and I'm like, he can still play. We're just mad at him because of the way we heard, Kirk. We're just mad at him because of the way stuff played out. He can still play. It gives me a glimmer of hope that something could possibly transpire here. But, man, there's just so many things that have been going wrong that have to go right. One other thing I want you to hear, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're at Zuka, again, in Smyrna, guys, Smyrna Market Village. Here's Cousins talking about, Mike, recapturing the magic from last year. Remember, he threw for 500 yards in a game. Here's what he said about that.
Yeah, I think I was asking myself that about week 10 or 11 last year on, you know. So, if I had the simple answer, I don't even know if I'd tell you, but I think that's the challenge, right? Is how do we get back to that? And I think the fact that it was there goes to show that it was there. You know, let's go do it again. But at the same time, you're not entitled to anything. Nothing's going to be given to you. You got to go earn it. You got to go play well enough to make that happen. I think those 9 weeks, to the degree that we were playing well, not every week was perfect, but to the degree we were playing well, it was because we were maniacal in our preparation and our effort and every detail we had to be on to find a way to win and to move the football. So, it was never easy in those moments either. And I think we find ourselves there again now.
All right. Look, there's a lot of teams right now that wouldn't have the kind of backup we've got.
No.
If he can deliver. I know the Miami game was hard to explain. He looked awful in that game. I thought he made enough plays to put us in a position to win on Sunday. You and I were talking about this off the air. I got this Kyle Shanahan love-hate thing with Cousins. I want to believe in this guy until he pulls the rug out, or like Lucy pulling the football out from Charlie Brown.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I really want to believe in this guy. Like the day when I talked to him that day off the air.
Yeah.
I really want to believe in this guy, man. But the problem is we've dug such a hole, even if he balls out the next few weeks, it's too late.
It's going to be hard. More to get to here as we're live at Zuka, guys. 5 o'clock hour brought to you by our friends at Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center in Kennesaw. We are going to come back. Kirby talking about his quarterback. Kirby talking about playing in the SEC championship game. And then what did Jalen Walker say to Mike and I about Kirby? Stay there.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.